Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have stopped by the program today. I hope it will be something said that would enlighten you a little bit more on the Word of God. And before we start, I will pray. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Lords of Lords. Thank you for being our Kings of Kings. Lord, we just give you praise this morning. We give you honor. Because you are loving God, you are caring God, you are all-seeing, all-knowing God, the Heavenly Father. And I'm going to ask you to bless each and every person that may be listening to the sound of my voice right now. Bless them right where they are, the Heavenly Father. Strengthen them, guide them. You know already everything that they need, the Heavenly Father. And I ask you to give them the desires of their heart, the Heavenly Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we have another exciting topic today. And we are going to be coming from Psalm 68 and 19. And the word of the Lord says, blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Coming from Psalm 68 and 19. And as I was reading that, I went over it again, over and over, and I say, blessed be the Lord who have bared our burdens and carried us day by day, even the God who is our salvation. And still in that same verse, I got a little bit more. Praise the Lord, praise God, our Savior, for God, for each day he carries us in his arms. You know, God is doing that for us right now. And I had picked out some key words in this chapter on struggle and blessings, love, patience, all of that. And, you know, as I was reading in that, I went to blessing. Blessings is the gifts of God's grace. And as you think about that, you think about the physical blessing, temporal, the prosperity blessing, blessings of food, clothing, blessing of sowing and reaping, blessings of harvest, blessings of longevity, blessings when he give you children, husband or wife. You know, when you think about all the blessings that God has for you, you can't help but say, Lord, I just thank you for all the benefits that he's giving you to you daily, not just sometime, but every day. And I'll start off with, are you struggling with something today? We are going to bring in struggling right there. You know, it's being a contest, strife, a violent effort or exhortation or an act of strong motivating, striving. You know, when you struggle, you're struggling with something. Content to proceed with difficulties with great effort, you know, through the agenda that you're going through right then. We all are struggling in one way or another. It may not be with a job. It may be with a job. It may be in your financial situation. It may be with family. It may be in your Christianity, you know. But in this life, everybody today is struggling with something. But I want to let you know today that God has a blessing, even with the struggling. You know, you may feel God calling you to be his child, and you don't know quite how, the courage to respond. You're struggling with that today. Take courage. And have faith in Christ who shed his blood for you. And in Romans 5 and 8, I'm going to read what it's saying about that too, on struggling and benefits. And on 5 and 8, the word of God say, but God commanded his love toward us. That's where the love came in. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And when I read that, it just turned more and more of a light bulb on in my head how God loves us, no matter what we're going through. And, you know, but God shows and clearly proves his love for us by the fact that while we was yet still sinning and sinners, Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, died for us. That let us know we're going to go through something. God went through the things for us, but he had a blessing still prepared for us. And as I go through today, I'm just reminded on in the present, in the past, and in the future, he loads you with benefits daily. God is giving you benefits daily. That's where your blessings are. You know, there are two great words already, but the next word is equal larger. I'm going to give it. It's blessed. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Every day, God allow you to get up and say good morning, good evening, it's a good day, how you feeling, or whatever you may say that day. You know, he's loading you daily with blessings and benefits. And as I was thinking about that, I thought about, for an example, you know, suppose a man or woman come to your door and you gave him all he wanted. He asked you for food and cover, and you covered him and gave him something to make glad his heart. No, whether you did it once or twice, you know, you giving him something to make his heart glad. But suppose he call again tomorrow, or she call again tomorrow. You may find it in your heart to do the same. But I'm gonna stay on this line just a minute. But suppose he call you 7 days in the week. I'm afraid that by degree that would become 7 times too much for some people. But we count when we have done men a great turn, and someone else should see to that the next time. But if God is loading them especially with benefits, we say now, don't ride a willing horse too fast. You know, don't put a good horse to the ground, you know. But you must not come again so often. That may be what you tell them. You weary right then in your spirit. And you say, this man, but look at God. He daily loads us with benefit. God don't tell us that we came yesterday, the day before that, but the day, every day we come to God with something that he's loading us with benefits. How many days have he done that with some of us? I'll go as far as to say 30 or 40 years. You know, even 60, even 70. You think about how God is blessing you daily. He has loaded you with benefits every day. You have never been above the rank of a pulpit. So far as your God is concerned, but I will put it different. You have been a gentleman, a woman, commanded upon the goodness of God all your life. And as I go to the word, and I look down and say, okay, God, the Lord of mercy, which was used yesterday, won't do for today. Because today you have a new need. Your need yesterday is not the same name, the need you need for today. So today he's loading you up daily, even the God of our salvation. Today you have a new need. Yesterday is past and gone, never to return. So he woke you up this morning with a new need, with a new struggle that you're going through. You know, the Lord of mercy, which was used yesterday, won't do for today. It's like manna. It must come fresh and fresh. And the blessing is that it does not come fresh and fresh when God draws the curtain and stand in the sunlight. Mercy stems in on the sunbeam. And when he shut the eyelids of the day and the evening come, it is mercy that puts his finger upon our eyelids and bids us rest. He's daily loading us with benefits, you all, every day. And he loads us with benefit not only on bright days, but on dark days as we're going through our struggle. When we are sick and tossed to and fro upon the bed, he still is loading us with benefit only in another form. You know, there is only, and there is other words, a very little one, but a sweet one to bless be the Lord. As I started out with blessed be the Lord, who daily loaded us with benefits. You know, as I read that, it say load us with benefit. When you think about us, U.S., personal matters bring sweetness to our soul. That lies the wonder. When you think about loading us daily, that's not just me. That's for you too. You know, are you having doubt about whether God really forgive you and made you his child? I'm glad you asked. It is good to search out hearts, but it's also good to claim God's promise. And as we go to John, the 14th chapter, I'm going to read that. I hope you have your Bibles with you today where you can go along with me. And it's in your Bible if you haven't told your pages out today. And we're going to turn right on over to John, the 14th chapter, and the 23rd verse. And we're going to read what it says. And the Word of God says in John 14 and 23. And I went too many over. And the Word of God says, he that loveth me, not keeping, not myself, saying, and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. My. Then I go up and say, Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And then I read in the Amplified, it says, Jesus answered, if a person really loved me, he will keep my word. He will obey my teaching. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home abode, especially dwelling place with him. My. He's telling you that in the Word of God. And do you struggle with decisions about confessing something and making restitution? We all struggle with decision in our life. But do you confess to God about them? Do you ask God for direction? I'm going to use an example. If you have hurt someone or left them with a wrong impression, it is important to correct it and ask forgiveness. You know, God's Spirit speaks plainly rather than giving foggy direction. God gonna speak plainly to you. Whatever you're struggling with today, go to God with it. He's right there. He's gonna daily load us with blessing. And I use us because it's all of us that struggle with something from day to day. We all need a blessing from day to day. I may need a blessing for one thing. You may need blessing for another thing. But collectively, we all need blessings from God. When he woke us up this morning, that was a blessing from God right there. He put breath in your body. You didn't have to wake up on an oxygen machine. Or you needed a pump from asthma. He touched and healed your body from asthma, from COPD. Just think about the different blessings God is giving and bestowing upon you today. And when we say we shall not want, or then have done with burden bearing and take up the language of the text, blessed be the Lord who daily bear our burdens. And, you know, God, our salvation, I was reading that and I said, okay, God, the God of our salvation, in this life we are to praise him. His daily mercies are all sweetened with his reflection that we are all saved. Our morals may be dry, but dip it in this dainty sauce of his salvation. It is true, I am poor, but I am saved. It is true, I am sick, but I am saved. It is true, I am obscured and unknown, but I am saved. And the salvation of God's sweetness all. Then it is added that is our salvation. He that grasps the salvation which is in Christ and say, this is mine, is rich to all the intent of bliss and has his daily life guarded with joy. You know, our God, God is our. He that is our God is the God of our salvation. And I go right back to who daily loads us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation. You know, today we take time to just give God praise, to give God thanks, because when we think of how he's loading us daily, how he's giving us things that we know we don't even deserve, how he's blessing us through our struggle, through our trials and our tribulation. You know, if you didn't have any struggles today, you didn't have no test that was put on you today, you could not come out with a testimony that would be able to help someone that's struggling and is going through something that you just coming out of. You know, we have so much to just thank God for. You know, if you're not sure whether or not confession and restitution are necessary, it is God which God helps and the help of mature fellow Christians to make a decision and rest satisfied rather than spending a long time in indecisions. You know, one reason God has placed us here is to help each other and to pray for one another. I'm going to say that again. God has placed us here to help each other. We look to God for everything, but don't you know God has sent that very answer to your prayer? God has sent someone that will bring you out, that will help you through the struggle you go on, because they'll be able to give you sound wisdom and say, you know, that what you're going through, I went through that a year ago, a month ago, on just yesterday. Let me show you through the word of God how God brought me out. It was through the word, by me leaning and depending on God. You know, and as I pray for one another, I don't just pray for me, my two, three, and no more. I pray for everybody, everywhere. I go into prayer. When God drops somebody in my spirit, I know that person needs prayer. That person is going through something right there. God opened the door for that person to be able to come out with a testimony. No matter how big or how great or how small that trial they're going through, let them keep the faith. Let them not go to complaining, but let them go through that. Because we all going to go through some struggles. We all going to go through some trials and tribulation. But you have loaded us with benefits. When we think about all the benefits that God have given us, you know, Christians to make a decision, rest satisfied, rest than spending long time in indecision. And, you know, do you struggle with loving someone? Ooh, my, that's a really good one. Are you struggling today with loving someone? All you can think about is the past or what that person did to you, how bad he did to you. Don't you know you got to let that go? Let it go today. Start loving everyone. Because that struggle you have in going back and forth, God would have you to love. think of Christ and his love for us. Remember how he forgave those who misused and crucified him. That's where love come in struggles and blessings. One of my key words, love. You have to love your fellow man, your brothers and your sisters. No matter what they did, no matter what they said, you have to love them. You can come up from that struggle when you start putting love in your heart that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. How can you say you love God that you've never seen, and you can't love your brothers and sisters that you see every day, you talk to every day, y'all pathway crossed every day? You got to find out within yourself, what's causing me to struggle with this person? What's causing me to struggle with that situation? You need to sit down, pick up your word, and say, God, please forgive me. And just remember how he forgave you and forgave those who misused and crucified him. You know, God is love. And when you think about how he was put on that cross, how he was nailed to the cross, that struggling he had to go through, but here he still blessed us through the agony that he went through. He blessed us. Remember that other people who also need to have patience with you. You know, a lot of people pray for patience. And you make sure you know what you're asking for when you ask for patience, because you're going to go through some things that going to show you that you got to have patience with them. You got to know that you know Jesus. You got to know how God has blessed you, how he's continually on blessing you, how he's blessing others. Even through with all the things they've been through, they stuck fast. They didn't complain. They didn't murmur and complain. They went on through that thing. They didn't know how they was going to make it through, but they said, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to worry about it. I know God going to bring me out of this. It's just a test, you all, that you're going through, but it's going to be over real soon. Just keep the faith and don't give up. It's only a test. Them struggles we going through, it's to make us. Some things we go through is to break us and to break some things out of our lives. But if we continue on pressing forward, God is right there. He's loading us daily with his benefits. And for those of you that may want to call somebody and tell them that we are on Joy and Peace, this is the number, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And if anyone would like to come on and would like to share on some struggles that they have been going through and how God just turned that thing around and started blessing you while you was going through it, you came on out of it as pure gold. And when you came out of it, you say, God, I just thank you. You can't help but just give him a praise. Give him a Shabbat this morning, because he's loading you with benefits each and every day of your life. You know, whether you are facing something difficult in your life just now, or maybe it hasn't come about yet, but it is good to think about God, his goodness, and his blessings to you, to me, to everyone. Aim to live thankfully and cheerfully with God's help. This can help others around you also to be content and be happy. When they see overseer going through some things, but she not complaining, she ain't throwed in the towel, she just going to go through that thing no matter what, they're going to say, how did you do that? I know you was going through this. I know this particular thing was happening. I know that particular thing was happening. But you stood fast in the word of God. And God continually on blessing you. No matter if you're son or daughter right now that may be on crack cocaine, marijuana, or some of them powerful drugs out there. I don't know the name of all of them. Or somebody in your family may be going through a bad relationship, and you just don't know what to do, how they're going to make it, let them know. Pick up the word of God. Don't give in. Don't give up. That God is right there waiting with open arms. He's ready there to bless you with all the benefits. He wants you to be cheerful. He wants you to be thankful. I know you're saying, but overseer, you just don't realize what I'm going through. Yes, I do realize. You may have death in your family right now. You may have just lost your job. I've been there. You may not have any money per se, two nickels to rub together. I've been there. You're struggling. You may be going through, don't know how you're going to make your rent. I've been there. You might be struggling right now. What you going to do? How you going to do it? But right now, while this program is going forth, is someone trying to reach me right now? But I will call you back. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God is a good God. And I'm just listening to some of the struggles that your children are not obeying. What do? You go to the Word of God. It may be somebody cut in front of you, and you want to say something, but God help that word back. God help that temple back. You going through a struggle right now. I'm just listing some struggle that you may be. It may be some struggles I didn't even list that you're going through right now. But God letting you know you're going to come out of it. He's still blessing you. No matter what struggle you go, when you look about, you say, oh my, thank you, God. I just got a notice on my light bill where I had a credit. Here, I was worried about how I was going to pay that light bill. But you sent me a credit where I don't even have to worry about that bill. I may have had a gas bill. And you say, oh, here comes the mail again in another time, another day. Here's another benefit that God has given you that he's loading you with. There is a blessing in the present. I'm just using some of these things to let you know, no matter what you're struggling with today, God still have the blessing for you right now. You are not alone in your struggle. It's somebody else going through the same thing you're going through right now. And he letting you know that he's blessing you. He's loading you daily with all the benefits. You may be saying, what benefit? If you just stop and think. You may not have had money yesterday, and he blessed you with $10 today. He's loading you with benefits. No, it not have been $500,000, but you can thank him for what he done blessed you with. Yesterday, you may not have had groceries in your cabinet, but today somebody stopped by and said, God told me to bring you this bag of groceries. He's loading you with benefits daily. You may not have had gas yesterday for your vehicle, but he's loading you today. Somebody stop by and say, God told me to give you this car so you can have some gas in your car. I'm just using different examples to tell you about the struggles and the blessing. Where we may struggle through this, God is still blessing you with benefits. So when you stop complaining, when you stop griping, when you stop murmuring, how am I do this? Pick up the word of God. Everything that we're going through right now in each and everybody's life that may be listening to this program, you can start thinking about all the benefits God have given you. When you feel that you can't make it, God said, come on, you can go another step. Don't give up because you're right at your breakthrough. Don't throw in the towel. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to press on. He wants you to know. Your struggles with decision about confessing something, you may need to go to somebody and ask them to forgive you. It may be something you said or done. Even you may not even be aware of. But he'll bring it back to your remembrance. You know, sometimes he have to move people, places, and things, and you can't figure out why. You're struggling with that. Well, stop struggling with that, because God is taking you to another level, to another place in him, to another spiritual realm. Give him glory right now. Give him praise. Say, God, I thank you. God, I praise you, because I know you are able. And if I have a caller, 918, if you would like to come on and say something, press 1 on your keypad, because God is so good. I know you are one can tell God, but tell the audience about how good God is, how God, through the struggles you have been through, how God have lifted you up, how you didn't know you was going to make it from day to day, but God give you strength. And by you doing that, that helps somebody else that may be listening in today. Let them know what a God we serve, what a good God we serve, a most powerful God, an all-knowing God, because he is so worthy. And when you just think about even God of our salvation, oh, my. Oh, and I think about the love he has for us. How, just think about how patiently God has been with us. And where you can't have patience with somebody else. God, God is just so good, you all. And when I just think about how he's loading us with benefits daily, I can't help but thank him. I can't help but thank him. I can give you just a little bit of synopsis of me, how bad I was in pain yesterday. But through it all, I kept praising him. The pain is not as great today as it was yesterday. But he's giving me the benefits today. He's giving me the blessings today to let me know I'm easing up on that. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I think about God's goodness to us, his benevolence to us. You know, how good he is to us. The gifts and the benefits are deeds of goodness, act of goodness. You know, oh, Lord, mine, I just feel happy on this other line to hear the Father, because I thank you. I thank you. I give you praise this morning, because if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? I thank you for his mercy. His grace is outstretched on. Through no matter what struggles I go through, I know he's right there just loading me daily with his benefits, giving me everything that I need, things that I didn't even deserve, he's giving me. And, you know, that is a blessing right there. You know, just the benefit that you have actually yourself received, not only read or heard from somebody, but you can say, I actually received the benefits of God. You know, it's enlightening, you know, and make you see the guilt of sin, you know. Oh, the sweet benefits that God have for each and every one of you in the sound of my voice that may come up either later in the archive. Just think about, you know, the blood. I'm going to go to the blood right now. The blood speaks better than anything. And when you think about the blood and the benefit of, you know, perfect pardon and righteousness which cover us, that justify in the sight of God, what an unspeakable benefit it is to be regenerated, you know. Just think about sanctification, justification, huh? Ooh, gee, when you just think about the benefits of God, how he's just working in each and every one of our lives, I can't help but just thank him. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits. Every day he's given us something, every day, all during the day. He's preventing accidents while you're behind the wheel of that car. He's preventing things from hurting you on your job. He's giving you stuff. Somebody may got a pay raise today that was not expecting it. That's a benefit right there. He's loading you daily. No matter what struggles you're going through, he's right there with you. And if you're struggling with loving someone, oh, my. Ask God to remove that from you, because you want all the benefits. You don't want to miss out on the benefits God have for you. And God continually giving us benefits. even in the simplest form of preserving life. You know, plagues and death is all around us. But God preserved us from perils to the body. Our thoughts, whether they might be good or evil, God is preserving us. God is giving us just what we need. Glory be to God. Glory today. I thank God today for he loaded us with his benefits. Even when we seem bowed down to the earth under a sharper strength of obligation to his mercy, he loads us with benefits. I want to thank you all for coming on today on this broadcast and making this broadcast for what it is. I thank God for the struggles and the blessings, because if we wouldn't have no struggles, how can we appreciate the benefits that he had for us and the blessings that we have? That means we're going to go through something on this side. You know, we ain't going to just get everything like he is Sandy Clark. Oh, no. We're going to go through some trials and tribulation. But as we go through, we have the word of God where we can lean on the word. We can have the word blessings for God's people every day. And as we think about it, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And to God the Lord belong the issues from death. Psalm 68, chapter 68, 19 through 20. I thank God for that, giving me that word this morning on struggles and blessings, because somebody will listen to this program later. We'll be struggling with something today or tonight. And that way you can go to the word of God and pick it up and read it yourself. And know that God is loading you. When you just start thinking about all the benefits and the blessings that God have given you each day, they outweigh the struggles that you was going through. You forget the struggles. You forget the bad things you went through. You just start praising God and thanking him for all the good things, all the good blessings he have bestowed upon you. And so today I want to say thank you for tuning in to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I hope you got something out of it. And God, go to Psalm 68, verse 19, for yourself. Read it. God will give you a whole new revelation for yourself, no matter what struggles you're going through. He'll give you a revelation today on that particular verse and chapter. He will open up your understanding. It may not be the same way he give it to me, but he'll give it to you in whatever situation you're in right now, whatever you may be going through right now. Just think about that he is our God. He is the God of our salvation. And so today I want to say thank you again for tuning in, even in the archive. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord, because God is a good God, and by his stripes we are here. So until next week, I hope you all that's going through today, God will lift up your spirit, lift up your countenance today, and that you will be blessed. And until next Wednesday, be blessed. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and just look at your struggles as some tests that you're going to come out with a testimony, no matter what it is that you're facing today. God is right there. He's loading you with all the benefits he's giving you today. So until next week, bye-bye from Joy and Peace, Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you stopped by. Bye-bye.